All right, that simplifies it greatly. We just have to worry about when the note changes. Let's skip past that. Let's look at the part where we actually sing the text. So, looking at page 4. They're singing Gekka Halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. Halls, all, we have a rhyme there. Because I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. So we have, you can remember Halls, all, here, last year. You can kind of remember that. Let's sing that from number 25.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, wow.
So,
just, you know, what comes, like the notes, how it comes down off of that background.
Half step, right?
Good, and that one.
can you please come home? So you really, really want that baby to come home, right?
All right, let's see if we can put that together. Everybody else has their part completely memorized. Sopranos, if you need to glance at it, do, but try to really wean yourself off it. Structure. We have the eight Christmases and some soprano's talking first about snow and then about church bells and various other sounds. Okay? So we have that section. And then we have the section where we all sing together the sort of, we call it a chorus, the deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all, which we now know really well. That goes right back into a new section of Christmases. One, two, three, four. Not eight this time, right? Just four Christmases. So eight Christmases, the middle section, the verse, you know, or the chorus, and then just four Christmases.
It's like the 12.
Yes. It's a total of 12. All right. The soprano one. So first you talked about the snow coming down, the church bells. Now you have lights on the tree. And you're watching them shine, so we've got to have that whole thing, and you should be here with me. Let's see if we can do all of that all the way up to the please, please, please section, completely from melody.
From
they don't sound like
from melody. From melody.
From memory.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
I just, I'm losing my mind.
I see you, I'd say it's time.
And even though it looks like there's no part for the tenors or basses. What we're going to do is we're going to have all the sopranos on the top line in the three-part chord, all the sopranos on the top line, all the altos on the middle line, and the tenors and basses on the bottom line. And basses, sometimes it might be easier to go be down the octave. We'll see how that's going to work out. Okay. All right. But before we get, so then the chorus kind of is accompanying from page 5 until the end, we have a chorus part. But before that, it's kind of a gospel-y type solo that's going to be sung by the whoever is going to play the third spirit in the play. Let's all, though, read a little bit of the... Sebastian, do you need a copy of this? Let's see, because if Dave doesn't... Dave, you don't have a copy either, right? So let's see if someone can lend a copy to the front row of faces. And then that way they can look on together rather than... Raise up the copies that we do have high so I can see where they are.
I brought 3 copies with me today.
And they've already been given out, right? Kim, do you have 2 copies or is that 1?
This is 1, but
one.
This is an old copy.
Okay.
This is it.
And you guys have 1 between you, so we only have 1 copy for the whole bass section. Thank you. And then the 3 of you can look on 1 copy.
Okay.
Please print this out by next week. Because it's going to be hard to rehearse it with everybody looking. So we're going to end up probably just taking a little bit of a look at it. But I can't not do it tonight or we're really going to be behind you. All right, so let's just read a little bit of the solo. Everybody's singing the solo line in your own octave. You see it lays quite low. And it's a rather slow-ish 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 for right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
arms together, thus far. the three and the four.
Right, reading the next hoo-hoo-hoo.
my heart, speaking right at pride. And one.
Pride in my heart lifts us up.
And that's short, right? One, lift us up. Three.
Ooh. Sit still.
So we have, and three. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Sit still.
Sit still. Yeah, everybody has that one, right? Let's put some pitches. Let's take the lowest part, the tenor bass part, from the middle of page 7. I'm going to kind of plow ahead so we can get to the last one.
Thank you.
We're going to run through Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Here's my challenge to you. Is to keep the sound right up here. Our apple core, our writing the apple core sound. Keep it light. Don't let it get heavy and bogged down. It's light, it's boppy, it's friendly, it's happy. There's nothing scary about Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. You know Halloween was special. Not a Halloween song.
Just a word.
Wednesday night chorus. Now,
when do you invite us up?
Auditions